America continues to react to the recent ISIS attack at a concert hall in Moscow, which killed more than 130 people. This is almost exactly 5 years ago ISIS was, quote, defeated. So what is America's reaction to this latest attack? Well, to get an update, we are turning to Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Kayla.
Let's just really start there. A group called ISIS-K is taking credit, if you will, for this recent terrorist attack in Moscow. Is this really a message that, you know, ISIS is back and stronger than ever before?
Well, ISIS was, I suppose you would say, smashed in Syria and Iraq, wasn't it? The caliphate they were trying to build was torn apart by the U.S.-led coalition. But the motivation, the ideology lives on, and it has other ally groups across various parts of the world. Now, this particular branch of ISIS is called ISIS-K. K is for Khorasan, an ancient term for part of Central Asia. And it has continued focusing on that part of the world. It is an enemy of the Taliban in Afghanistan. It also was the group which targeted the chaotic evacuation from Kabul airport in 2021, which resulted in the deaths of 13 U.S. servicemen and 170 Afghans. So this part of ISIS, and perhaps you could say ISIS in general as an ideology, never really went away.
Of course, now the concern is that a similar attack like the one there in Moscow could happen here in the U.S. Have any of our, you know, national security leaders here in the U.S. addressed this concern?
Yeah, national security spokesman John Kirby was asked about this concern because some politicians in the U.S. have suggested that the southern border could be the route into the country for a terror surge. John Kirby, though, says he doesn't see any renewed threat to the U.S. homeland. Of course, security agencies always on the lookout for the possibility of a terror threat against the United States, but he doesn't think this is the start of a new and unique terror campaign against the U.S. or any other countries. It is, of course, worth noting that Russia has been targeted many times by Islamists in recent years. They've destroyed passenger aircraft. They've targeted the metro, embassies. So this is an ongoing threat.
Really quick, Jonathan, am I safe in assuming that at the very least, I mean, ISIS still has this desire to do what it did in Moscow here in the U.S.?
I think that there's no doubt that there are Islamist groups, including ISIS and remnants of Al-Qaeda, which would like to target the United States. They still have targeted their sights set on European cities as well. We're no stranger in this side of the Atlantic to terror attacks. So, yeah, this is an ongoing threat which has not gone away.
Well, Jonathan, as always, outstanding coverage. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
That's Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage joining us here on Whoa, Whoa.
Podcasts by Federated Media.